In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, the 2nd of May. Good to have you here, everybody. It is a truth universally acknowledged that the good times cannot go on forever. Exhibit A today, the American automobile industry. This morning, major car makers pretty much across the board reported lower sales last month as compared to a year ago. And that is for the fourth straight month, by the way. Ford, GM, Fiat Chrysler, Toyota, all of them. But the thing is, not all bad news is all bad. Marketplace's Jed Kim gets us going.
Sales of new autos have grown steadily for the past 7 years. Now it appears that streak is coming to an end. Cars aren't moving off the dealership lots like they have been, but analysts aren't worried. Christian Gicek is with the Center for Automotive Research.
This, you know, seven-year expansion is the longest expansion we've had in the auto industry since 1917. So it really was, you know, quite unprecedented to have that much of a run-up over that many years. So, you know, we're kind of flattening out a little bit.
And plateauing when sales are high is not so bad. Part of the reason for the slowdown could actually be an improving economy. The Fed has raised interest rates, and that means higher interest on car loans, too, says Jessica Caldwell. She's a senior analyst at Edmunds.com. Caldwell says the average loan rate for new cars breached 5% in March and April.
That hasn't happened consecutively since 2010. So I think some of the interest rate effects are starting to manifest in auto loans. And that, of course, would also pump the brakes a little bit on new car sales.
To get rid of excess vehicles, car makers are likely going to scale back production and make it a buyer's market. You could hear more of those ads for zero down, 0% plus cash back. Jeff Schuster is with LMC Automotive.
This isn't a bad time to buy a vehicle because the deals are going to be there. As the competitive pressure takes over, that's likely to drive an incentive increase.
Mostly for sedans, because that's what's sitting around. Americans are still buying plenty of SUVs and crossover vehicles, so fewer deals there. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
About interest rates, by the way, which Jed mentioned, the Fed is meeting today and tomorrow on that topic. Not a whole lot of betting that they're going to raise them this time, but then again, one never knows, does one?